Senator, someone said, sounding oddly amused. For the record, you stand behind the authenticity of these images? Sexton was getting frustrated. My friends, I will say this one last time. The evidence in your hands is 100% accurate. And if anyone can prove otherwise, I'll eat my hat. Sexton waited for the laugh, but it never came. Dead silence. Blank stares. The reporter who had just spoken walked towards Sexton, shuffling through his photocopies as he came forward. You're right, Senator. This is scandalous data. The reporter paused, scratching his head. So I guess we're puzzled as to why you've decided to share this with us like this, especially after denying it so vehemently earlier. Sexton had no idea what the man was talking about. The reporter handed him the photocopies. Sexton looked at the pages, and for a moment his mind went totally blank. No words came. He was staring at unfamiliar photographs, black and white images. Two people, naked, arms and legs intertwined. For an instant, Sexton had no idea what he was looking at. Then it registered. A cannonball to the gut. In horror, Sexton's head snapped up to the crowd. They were laughing now. Half of them were already phoning in the story to their news desks. Sexton felt a tap on his shoulder. In a daze, he wheeled. Rachel was standing there. "We tried to stop you," she said. "We gave you every chance." A woman stood beside her. Sexton was trembling as his eyes moved to the woman at Rachel's side. She was the reporter in the cashmere coat and mohair beret, the woman who had knocked over his envelopes. Sexton saw her face and his blood turned to ice. Gabrielle's dark eyes seemed to bore right through him as she reached down and opened her coat to reveal a stack of white envelopes tucked neatly beneath her arm.